ओम शांति। देयर वाज अ किंग एंड ही वंस अनाउंस्ड अ प्राइज फॉर द बेस्ट पेंटिंग ऑन पीस एंड आफ्टर हियरिंग दिस अनाउंसमेंट द बेस्ट ऑफ द पेंटर्स फ्रॉम द किंगडम केम एंड दे प्रेजेंटेड their respective paintings. Each of the painting was beautiful depicting peace, but out of this so many paintings, one everybody liked and even the king selected, and that painting was having a lake and the sky was there, which was very much clear, and there were snow-capped mountains which were getting mirrored on the lake, and there were beautiful trees, and there were birds flying across the sky. Everything was so exquisite, so perfect, so beauteous, that everybody thought, yes, this is the painting that depicts peace. This should probably be the best painting. We should back the prize. But everyone was shocked when the first prize painting was announced. And that painting, that picture, was very difficult to understand because it was showing stormy weather. It was showing fluffy clouds. It was showing lightning. It was showing waterfall. And everything, rugged mountains, everything in that painting appeared so dangerous. And that painting was selected as a painting for peace. But at close quarters, on close observation, it was found that in that painting, where the weather is inclement, where there is such a thunderstorm and storms going on, at one place there was, behind the bush, a mother bird had made her nest, and that mother bird was sitting calmly. And that painting was selected as the best painting for peace. Peace is not about coolness of the atmosphere. It's about coolness of the mind. It is the state which has less to do with external conditions, but it has more to do with internal state. So, in spite of the fact that everything was incongenial, unfavorable, adverse, the bird, the mother bird, was retaining her peace. And in fact, this was the picture, the beautiful or the best depiction of peace. And that painting was selected as a painting for peace. So, whether you call it peace or calmness or coolness, it is all about mind. It has nothing to do with what is happening outside. It has nothing to do with the crowd, the loud noises which are outside. It has everything to do with inside. So today's Murli, power of coolness. It's not just one power, but Baba has mentioned so many powers in this Murli. There's a power of coolness, there is a power of truth, there is power of unity, there is power of purity. So many powers are mentioned. So, and Baba also mentioned four types of fire, which are raging in the world. The world has become a furnace where those four types of fire are burning. The fire are burning the world. And how to remain calm in each one of the four fires. So this is a Murli which was earlier said by Baba in February 21st, 1985. So today we'll try to revise this Murli. So there is a sun and there is a moon and there are stars. So is the sun of knowledge. This is the moon of calmness. And these are the lucky, lovely star. And this entire thing, galaxy. So Baba is describing this unique, this loving, spiritual galaxy, nebula, Milky Way, whatever you call it. So this spiritual galaxy, which consists of Sun of Knowledge, which is Shiva Baba, the Moon of Knowledge, which is Brahma Baba, and lucky, lovely stars. So these stars, Baba is seeing this galaxy today. This star-studded galaxy. Each of the star is deriving the power of truth from the Sun of Knowledge. Each of the star is deriving the power of coolness from the Moon of Knowledge. So, the power of truth and the power of coolness. Getting this power, each of the star is becoming the very embodiment of truth. Each of the star is becoming the very embodiment of coolness. So Baba has got unique way of describing things. And whenever he describes things, he often takes the examples of this world. He often talks in terms of parable, anecdotes, stories, examples. He doesn't begin because these are all abstract things. There is no such sun or there is no such moon or there are no such stars. Yet he is using these parables to beautify, to decorate. He is using figure of speech. He is using a very figurative language studded with figures of speech. In order to explain one thing, he often gives one example. And in that example, he gives another example. And in that example, he gives third example. This is known as Shakespearean English. So Baba is the emperor of literature. So he uses prolific literature, very rich language, to explain his viewpoint. And those which are abstract things. Abstract means which do not have any form, which are formless, which are nirakar. He wants to give them some form. And that's why he uses some of the examples of this world. He uses things of the world as hook. And he hangs his point on that hook. So that's why such depiction, such description. So he says that he is the sun. And this Brahma is the moon and you are the stars. And there are different types of stars. And then, so first these three things. And then he talked about two powers. And then he described in detail about the power of coolness, Shitalta. This power of coolness. So Baba said, first thing that this power does, those who are burning in anger. What this power does? Those who are burning in anger or wrong intoxication, ulta nasha, it makes these souls calm or cool. That is the first thing coolness does. So how much coolness we have imbibed within ourselves. The ability to remain calm in crisis, to maintain calm in crisis, to remain cool in crisis, to remain peaceful in the most peaceless situations is what Baba wants. So the first thing the power of coolness does is those who are in anger, those who are having intoxication, wrong intoxication, them power of coolness makes them calm. Second, those who are saying I, power of coolness make them say Baba, Baba. Third, even if you want to prove the power of truth, you need power of coolness. If you just try to prove, people will say it is not your, you are not doing Siddh, it is your Zid. But with the power of coolness, you can prove the power of truth. Whatever you say, so there should be a balance, Baba said, between the power of coolness and the power of truth. So these are the three important things that the power of coolness does. Anger or wrong intoxications, they will be made calm. Those who are very egoistic, power of coolness will make them say Baba, Baba. And third thing, those, even if you have to prove the power of truth, you need power of coolness. Fourth, this is the soul conscious love, Atmik Sneha. Power of coolness means it is the soul conscious love. With this, Mother Moon wins the hearts of children. So coolness means love. And then, next, in every situation, every thought, when it is calm, it will bring beautiful result. Because Baba said when thoughts are fast, there would be lot of waste thoughts. But when you have power of coolness, your mind will be calm, your thoughts would be calm, the speed would be very less, and then you will not have waste thoughts. That is one more thing. And sixth, here Baba gave two examples. One is of tree. Just as you come to the shade under the tree in the scorching heat of the sun, you feel cool. In the similar manner, the world is about to burn in fires, and they all those souls will come to you seeking refuge, solace. This is the example of tree. And another example is that when there is a too much hot and there is some shade, Baba said that shade gives coolness. In the similar manner, you will become the embodiment of coolness, or Sheetala Devi, or Sheetal Yogi, and you will be giving shade, coolness to the world. And one more thing, this power of coolness will make souls yogya, worthy. And after becoming yogya, they will become yogi, and then they will come to the power of truth. So power of coolness will make them worthy, and power of truth will make them yogi. So this is few things Baba said about the power of coolness. Now, four types of fire are described in this Murli. What are they? First is the fire of destruction. Second, fire of vices. Third, fire of attachment. And fourth, fire of repentance. So these are the four types of fires that is going to happen in this world, or that are happening in this world. And the whole world is burning in these four types of fire. And Baba has described how to counteract each one of them. First is Vinash Jwala. the fire of destruction. What to do with that? How to save yourself from this fire of destruction? Fire of fearlessness. Power of fearlessness. Because of fearlessness. How? So Baba has described the scenario that the souls, on one side there would be destruction, on other side you would be there. You will have vision of golden age. You will have vision of your home. Whenever the world would be burning, but you will be having vision. The world would be crying, but you will be dancing. You will have those ankle bell. Gungru. The new world is coming, or home is coming. We are going to home. So this ankle bells you will be wearing. And the world, there would be destruction happening, but in your one eyes there would be mukti, liberation. Another eyes you will have liberation in life, jivan mukti. So this destruction will not affect you much, because at that time those children who have remained stable, who had the power of coolness in them, those who have imbibed the power of coolness for a very long time, they will remain stable, while the rest of the world would be burning, singed in that fire of destruction. So that would be a very horrible time, where there would be natural calamities, where there would be nuclear wars, and so many things happening in the world at different places. So there would be a total upheaval. In that stage of upheaval, you will remain calm, you will remain stable, you will remain cool, you will remain peaceful. But this will happen only to those children, those who have practiced this power of coolness for a very long time. There was an elephant who was sitting, and a fly comes and sits on his ear, buzzing. So elephant moves it away. Again that fly comes, and again buzzing. Again that elephant claps his big ears and the fly run away. Again the fly comes. So elephant asks that fly, why are you so restless? You can't you stay calm at one place? Why are you always moving and making buzzing noise? The fly says, what should I do? I am attracted to everything I see. Everything I smell. Everything I hear. I am attracted to everything. If I see something, I am attracted. I hear something, I am attracted. If I smell something, I am attracted. If I touch something, I am attracted. So the fly says, I am attracted to everything that I see. And that's why I am so restless. In return, the fly then asks, elephant, why are you so calm? So elephant says, I keep my senses under control. I do not get attracted to what I see, and I don't get attracted to what I hear or smell. And that's why I remain calm. So the secret of calmness, Shitalta, is to remain the master of the self. Is to remain the master of the mind, the master of the intellect, the master of the sanskars, the master of the senses, the body. Then only one can remain stable in the face of fierce destruction that is around the corner. So the first fire is the fire of destruction, and the treatment and the solution is the imbibe the power of fearlessness. I am fearless soul, I am fearless soul. The second is the power of fire of vices, and how to remain stable in the, how to save yourself from this fire? Your eternal and original form, anadi adi. So in the paramdham, in the supreme abode, I am completely pure satopradhan, and in the golden age I am a deity soul. So Baba said, remember these two things, eternal form and original form, anadi adi. Keep on remembering this, and you will not have even the vice, even the trace, an iota of vices. So in order to counter this fire of vices, remains situated in these two original forms of yours. Not just situated, but you see others also like that. That is the second fire. The third fire is the fire of attachment to body, relations and physical possessions. How to remain, how to save oneself from this fire? Father is my world. When Father is your world, there would be no attachment to person, relation or any physical possessions. So the method is to save yourself, Father is my world. And the third fire is the fire of fourth is the fire of repentance, Pashchatap. How to save yourself from this? Attainments. Baba says wherever there are attainments, there is no Pashchatap, no repentance. So keep your attainment in front of you and then you will have no repentance, no contrition. So this sense of repentance is a very, very debilitating emotion. It induces guilt consciousness, which makes one dead while alive. So this repentant spirit or guilt conscious spirit, Baba says, if you want to free yourself from this, keep all the attainments in front of your eyes. Keep all the attainments in front of your eyes. So wherever there are attainments, there would not be any repentance. So for all the four fires, you need the power of coolness. So you, Baba said, check yourself how much coolness you have. So remove the traces of vices. Remove the traces of attachments. Remove this fear of destruction and get rid of this deadening emotion, feeling of repentance. So, the power of. So, how many powers we saw? The power of coolness, the power of truth. If you have these two powers, then you will achieve success. So power of success. The first thing is, other thing is power of fearlessness. And then power of getting situated in original and eternal form. That is also power. And then power of all attainments. And then power of Baba is my world. That is also a power. That statement itself is a power. So that is also power. So this is in short about today's Murli. Baba also talked with teachers and there's a huge things Baba told them. In short, one or two things. Baba asked, don't complain. Do you complain? Do you cry? And third, do you see weaknesses? So don't cry, don't complain, and don't see weaknesses. This is somewhere he said, and two more powers. At present there are two authorities in the world. What are they? Dharma, religion, and second? Political. So show them the power of purity and here show them the power of unity. When you show to the political people that there is a unity here, then they will learn what is unity, because there is so much disunity in the political field. So teach them the power of purity and teach them the power of the religious people. Teach them what is real purity. So these are by churn on these two topics, Baba said. Churn on these two topics. So, this was just a little churning on today's Murli. So, we can take certain topics from today's Murli. The first is, how to imbibe this power of coolness. And there is a goddess of coolness in India who is worshipped, Shitala Devi. She is a very unique goddess. And her chariot, her vahan is
donkey.
She rides on a donkey. This donkey is used by three deities. One is this Shitala Devi. The second is that in the Navratra, which was at the 8th number. 8th number, one Devi is there. No, on 8th. 8th or 7th, she rides on this donkey. Second and third, that Kali. Kali or Kali. That, not Kali, Kali, who is about to come. When that Kalki avatar would be there, his opponent, he will be riding on this. And Jesus Christ is shown riding on, he arrives in Jerusalem riding on donkey. So she is riding on donkey. Second, she is carrying a pot. She is the goddess of curing all diseases. She is the goddess of cleanliness. She carries a water pot. So she is worshipped in India. So Baba says, Baba takes literal meaning that you become this goddess of coolness and you become cool yogis. These are the two things you have to do. So we can take homework from today's Murli. In which situations of life one should remain cool? What are the situations of life, disturbing situations, and where we need to remain cool and how? So that could be the first point of churning. How to remain cool, or you can say it, calm in crisis. So what are the situations where there is a crisis in life and how can we remain calm or cool or peaceful in those situations? Or you can reflect back in life, these are the different crisis situations that had come and did I remain cool? Or why did I lose my coolness? So that's the first point. The second, this Baba talked about these various types of fire. So how to remain cool? Or at the time of destructions, imagining those scenes of destruction and to remain cool in those situations, or this attachment or vices. How to quench this fire, extinguish this fire of by this coolness. How to get rid of attachment by this power. How to get rid of this vices by practicing different ways, as Baba taught. And power of fearlessness. So what are the situations where we should remain fearless, or what are the situations in life where I fear and how to remain fearless in those situations? So these are the points. And then about truth, Baba said imbibe the power of truth. As Baba often says, this is the world of falsehood. So which aspects one should practice truthfulness, and to what expect I am, in what aspect I am not truthful in life? What are the traces of falsehood which are within me? And Baba talked about crying, Baba talked about complaining and seeing weaknesses. So these are the three vices. How to get rid of these three vices? So in short, try to be as cool as possible, as calm as possible in the most difficult situations of life. And for that, so churn this Murli multiple times throughout the day. You will hear the Murli after some time. So after hearing, churn it, think about it, go into the depth of it, bring out pearls, think about it, correlate with life situations, make some practical plans, have some writing things, and this is a beautiful journey of Murli. Om Shanti.